You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, what a beautiful day it is today. Oh, what a beautiful day it is today.
That is Voom, of course, with Beautiful Day. Kia ora te whanau, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we've got Buzz from Voom in the studio. Morena, Buzz.
Rachel.
Oh, it's great to have you up here.
How feels good to be here.
We were just talking about all the many, many hours you've spent in the BFM studio over the years.
I have. This is like my stomping ground. And I was just driving in this morning on my new old truck that I bought like a few days ago.
Awesome.
Which is a 1989 Toyota Hilux flat deck ute.
You know? Very nice.
And I didn't buy one of those big modern fuck off ones because I didn't want to be part of this sort of new Kiwi man cult things. I got this classic old one. But anyway, it was 1989 and that was the year I started doing the kids show in BFM.
That's amazing. And you also, as you're saying, you did a bunch of one-off shows as well, music shows in the afternoons and things like that.
Over a few years, yeah.
Yeah.
But mostly it was 7 till 9 on a Sunday morning.
Just some pretty esteemed hours of radio. Many times I've woken up and tuned into the kids show and just felt a little bit better about the world, to be honest.
Yeah.
So pleased to hear that.
Many times I just stayed up and did the kids show.
I think there's a good tradition of that, to be honest. It's awesome to have you in here. We're talking about two things. We're talking about Reissue, which you're putting out later this year, but we're also talking about a gig that you're playing this weekend, which is the Naked Whammy Fest. Good name. Very good name.
Everyone says that.
It is. It kind of makes everyone laugh, I think, you know.
What goes on at a Naked Whammy Fest?
A lot of good music, and for free as well.
Good answer.
So how have you come to be involved with Naked PR, and are you excited about playing this gig this weekend?
Oh, it should be great. I mean, it's on K Road. K Road in the middle of the night seems to be like busier than ever, doesn't it?
It does.
Takes off about midnight.
Yeah.
And we're playing, I think we're playing about 11 o'clock. And we've played gigs down there forever.
Mm.
And it's such a great, you know, it's really cool to have all the, you know, like like BFM is still here. I can't believe this room still exists. You know, we lost the King's Arms. Mm. You know, we were the last band to ever play on the King's Arms.
That's right.
And it's so cool to have things that still exist.
Yeah.
You know, exactly as they were.
Absolutely.
And I sort of think all of that, the Whammy Bar and Wine Cellar and all those places, and all the young people are just packing in there. I don't know, is that because the King's Arms...
I think it's. Yeah. I think it's a bunch of things, but I think K-Rod's also they just have a good culture there as well. Yeah. They support the community, and the community supports them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's cool that Naked PR, they're in that St. Kevin's Arcade, and they're supporting this free gig and paying for the costs and then put on all these cool, interesting, different bands in one night.
It is a really nice thing as well, and it's a real. Sort of diverse lineup of sounds and also eras as well, because you know you've got brand new bands as well who this might be, you know, only their third or fourth gig actually, who are playing alongside some seasoned veterans like yourself. Anyone you're particularly stoked to see on the lineup, or are you just kind of
I like
excited?
Echo O's, they're great. I want to go and see them, and there's a few synth bands and different it'll be great. I'm just going to wander around and try not to talk too much before I have to get up and sing.
Lemon Honey and all that.
Yeah.
Another exciting thing that's on the horizon for Voom is a reissue of Hello, Are You There?
Yeah.
Via Flying Nun, which is very cool. How are you feeling about this? Because it's 2006 was when this was first released. And it is a classic record now. I mean, we were discussing the Top 95 Countdown off air before and how Be Your Boy made its way in there. I'm pretty sure Beef was also on the Top 95 Countdown. And, you know, it's got a really strong place in people's hearts and in the kind of psyche, I guess, of this community. How do you feel when you play these songs and when you look back on it? Because a moment like a reissue is quite a nice time to reflect, I guess.
Well, we had... That album came out on Little Chief Records, and we were with them for 10 years. And then we sort of, you know, that expired, and we were just sort of floundering around. We had kids, and our drummer went overseas and stuff. And every time we got up and played a gig, there was always people there singing these songs, all the lyrics and everything, and more and more younger people. I remember when we played that King's Arms gig, it was just packed with young people all singing the lyrics of the song, and I was going, where are you guys coming from? All your dads from, you know, BFM listeners or something? And then last year Flying Nun approached us and said we're keen to you know, sign you guys and put out a new album and release the old album on vinyl. So that sort of energized us a bit, and we said, yeah, cool. So it's being printed and it's coming out next month. You can go on Flying Nun and do the pre-orders.
Yeah.
But it's so cool to have, it's like I'm getting nostalgic on it, but to have a piece of vinyl in your hand with a great big piece of artwork and the record's pink and blue and stuff like that.
I think that's awesome. This kind of is one of those discussions that happens periodically where people are like, you know, is vinyl going to die, or is radio going to die, or are books going to die? And you just think, no, these are things that last. They are, you know...
Radio, they thought was going to die. Books, they thought were going to die.
Yeah.
Vinyl, they... So getting philosophical on it, it's like keeping the best of the old...
Yeah.
While getting rid of the worst of the old, like they are in the music industry at the moment, or trying to, you know. That's our challenge, isn't it?
It is. And I think it's having those things and those moments where you can, you know, reflect on big milestones and have this beautiful piece of art, as you were saying, to hold in your hand. There is something very special about
it
that,
is.
Too.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And a new record, that sounds exciting. Any hot tips or words you can tell us about that?
Well, that's going to come out later in the year. And that'll be on Flying Nun, whole bunch of new songs.
Cool.
Well, we've sort of been, you know, storing them and making them for 10 years, and it's going to be like one of those first records again.
Cool. That's exciting. That's really exciting. Can people maybe expect to hear a little bit of that this weekend, or are you going to be sticking?
We play some of those songs live.
Cool.
Yeah, that aren't recorded yet.
That's really exciting. Yeah. And for people who are desperate to head on down this Saturday to Naked Whammy Fest, I think get there early because it is free and the lineup is awesome. You've got Voom, Echo O's, Amelia, Phoebe Rings, Alexa Casino, Leaping Tiger, Hospital Sports, and then DJ Party Dad as well.
Yep.
So make sure you do head down early because that, I reckon, will probably hit capacity, I would say.
I reckon.
It's always such a pleasure to have you in the studio, Buzz.
Thank you, Rachel.
Looking
pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to the reissue and looking forward to the new record. And we'll see you on Saturday.
Cool. And this song you're about to play.
Yes, this has got some absolutely legendary history connected to it. Do you want to explain a little bit about this?
This song was recorded right where I'm sitting in this room. this was a live to air on BFM in 1997, I believe, or 98. And whoever the manager of BFM was at the time, I can't remember, they loved it so much they put it on the top 10 and it went to number one. And it's just a live to air sitting here. So we ended up putting it on our record.
And what's it called, Buzz?
Marijuana Bee.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.